Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Think about what can go right when you plan for the future. Talk to a financial broker and start your savings plan today.
But first, an investigation by the Department of Agriculture is ongoing today into the cause of a salmonella outbreak in eight poultry flocks in a number of different locations across the country. Restrictions are now in place and affected flocks will be culled and will not enter the food chain, we're told. The Food Safety Authority has said this afternoon that this on-farm incident has arisen following the food recall of Western brand undertaken last week. I'm joined now by Linda Gordon, who's Chief Specialist in Food Science at Safe Food Ireland. Linda, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Cormac.
How serious a salmonella outbreak is this, in your opinion?
Well, as you say, it's an ongoing investigation, and the relevant authorities and Department of Agriculture and FSAI and everybody will be, you know, working very hard behind the scenes to get to the bottom of this. And I think it, you know, it shows that the kind of monitoring and surveillance that goes on all the time is working in Ireland. So I think we should be reassured by that.
People are going to be reassured by that, I'm sure, but they will also worry about salmonella and if they get salmonella. How serious is salmonella, Linda?
Well, for most people, it will be a relatively mild illness. So it has the usual kind of gastrointestinal symptoms, diarrhea, nausea, you know, maybe abdominal cramps, fever, things like that. So for most people who get salmonella, they will recover within a week or so. It can be more severe, and particularly, I suppose, as with any infectious disease, we are more conscious of the vulnerable groups, the children under five, the pregnant women, older people, and anyone whose immune system may be compromised. So those are people that, you know, may develop a more serious illness or may have to go and visit their doctor, but most people won't require any treatment. It will be self-limiting.
Okay. I'm going to ask a really obvious question now, if you don't mind. Is this, should we worry just about chicken products or eggs as well?
Well, I wouldn't advise people to really worry. That's the first thing I would say. You know, so the important thing for consumers to know, if you, any raw food that you have, that you burn, comes into your house that happens to have salmonella on it, it will be killed by proper cooking. So I think that's, you know, the most important thing for people to remember. So we need to think about our good hygiene practices. We do have, as we say, we have ongoing monitoring and control programs for poultry and for eggs. The risk of salmonella in being present in eggs produced in Ireland is very, very low because we have very robust monitoring systems in place, and we have a Board BIA quality assurance scheme, and there's an awful lot of work goes into controlling salmonella in eggs and poultry, so the risk of it being there is very low. But we do need to remember that when we have any raw meat, it can contain harmful bacteria. Salmonella can be found in a whole range of foods. It's not just eggs and poultry. It can be found in beef, it can be found in raw milk, and it has been detected in a whole range of food types. So really what we need to be aware of, you know, when we have raw meat in our home is our good hygiene practices, hand washing, avoiding cross-contamination, cooking properly, ideally cooking meat to 75 degrees if you have a meat thermometer, and, you know, making sure we clean utensils and surfaces and things properly.
So use disinfectants and be careful. If it's killed in the cooking process, then that's reassuring. The only other thing to worry about, or not to use that word, is to be very careful when preparing the meat then. Is that it?
Yeah, absolutely. So wash your hands after handling raw meat. Thoroughly wash, you know, with hot soapy water and a good scrub, or in a dishwasher. Any utensils, knives, chopping boards, anything, any surfaces, maybe use disinfectants on your worktop if it's come into contact with raw meat. So anything that's come into contact with raw meat, wash properly, wash your hands and cook the whole way through.
You know, I must be obsessive about this kind of stuff, Linda, because when I hear this story, stories like this in the news, and I eat chicken, I just, I'm waiting for the illness or the symptoms to come on me. I don't know if you're like that. So how,
you're not after unusual, eating because chicken. Chicken is one of the things that comes up time and time again when we ask people what they're concerned about. And really, like I've said, you know, we do have good control systems in place in this country, and, you know, proper cooking will kill anything harmful.
Okay. But tell me then, what are the symptoms, before I let you go, what are the symptoms and when am I out of the woods? How long do they, after eating, does it, do the symptoms come on?
Usually kind of up to about 36 hours, maybe between 12 and 36 hours, but it can start earlier than that and could be up to 72 hours before you become ill. But for most people, it's up to kind of 36 hours. So that's when, you know, that's how long it will take to cause the symptoms, and the symptoms, things like diarrhea and nausea and fever and stomach cramps and all the things that we associate with gastrointestinal illness. Mm-hmm. But like I say, for most people, it will, while it's very unpleasant and nasty at the time, mm-hmm. it will resolve itself within a week for the majority of people.
All the good symptoms you want to be talking about at 20 to 5 on a Monday afternoon, isn't that it? Linda Gordon, look, we'll leave it there. Chief Specialist in Food Science at Safe Food Ireland. Thank you very much indeed.